What about folks with EGFR mutations or ALK translocations? Remember, ALK is not really a mutation. Would you consider this? 42% yes for both, 31% said no, and 28%. I love this honest group that keeps saying, I don't know. And sometimes that may be the absolute right answer on certain occasions. So, Jyoti, you're the outlier this time, at least amongst those here. Nair sort of agrees with you, but so does Abby Berman for ALK only. Can you give the rationale and why you might have some hesitancy?
So again, controversially, right, this is a population that was, I think, not adequately tested within Pacific. We have some patients who we know are EGFR positive and ALK positive, but the absolute number is quite small. Extrapolating from what we know in systemic disease, single agent immunotherapy is ineffective as a early line therapy for patients with these mutations. And so I always worry that I may be doing more harm than good. The bigger issue, I think, is one that really concerns toxicity. If we know that sequencing osimertinib, for example, after immunotherapy comes at a high risk of toxicity, often hepatitis and pneumonitis. And so if I'm not convinced I'm helping, I certainly don't want to hurt, again, with an absence of complete information.
So the concern being that if a patient did have disease progression, they had an oncogenic driver, initiating that driver immediately after a checkpoint inhibitor could lead to synergistic toxicity. And
exactly.
We've certainly seen that with durva and osimertinib with fairly high rates of pneumonitis in that setting, higher than you'd expect with either one alone.